Honolulu Silver Beats reality check today looks at term limits. Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us on this Tuesday morning. Hi there.
Good morning. Aloha Tuesday, Catherine.
Yes. And you know, I did not realize that as far as term limits, that we're kind of all over the map here.
Yeah, this is something that hasn't been reported yet. But when voters statewide fill out their ballots, there's going to be questions about the charters. So that's the governing document for each county, right? So each county has its own charter. And this go-around, there are actually more than 30 charter amendment questions, not 30 for each county. It's divided up, 7 for this county, 4 for that, and so forth. But among those, there is a theme, and that is of term limits. And there are term limits proposed for several offices, one at the city and county of Honolulu here on Oahu, one for Hawaii County, and then two proposals on Maui, which of course features Lanai and Molokai.
Now, the one for Honolulu is term limits for the prosecutor.
Yes, this one is timely. Here on Oahu, the mayor and the council are limited to 2 4-year consecutive terms. But the prosecutor, it's an unlimited term of office, and that's why, in part, we've only had two city prosecutors for the last 20 or 30 years. Peter Carlisle, who also served as mayor for a while, and then, of course, Keith Kaneshiro, who technically is still on the job. He's been on paid leave since last March. That's related to him being, as we all know, a target in this ongoing investigation tied to Catherine K. Aloha. So this proposal would actually put the city prosecutor in line with 2 4-year terms. Same with the mayor, same with the council.
Yeah, I think when I started reporting, it was Charles Marsland, I think, was the prosecutor way back when.
Oh, yeah, that brings up a whole bunch of stuff. But it is interesting. The proposal came from Ron Minor, the council member, who, by the way, is term limited. He's finishing up his last term of office at the council. The resolution that passed makes no mention of Keith Kaneshiro, but it does bring up some words that I think strongly make it very clear that it has a lot to do with Keith Kaneshiro. The resolution warns about entrenched power. It warns about abuse of power. And sure enough, there are some people that testified for and against it. I should just point out, Peter Carlisle actually wrote in against the idea for term limits for prosecutor. He said, if you're going to do that, you're really going to limit the pool of qualified applicants to run for the office. And just one other aside, of course, Steve Alm and Megan Cao are running this year to replace Kaneshiro.
Right. And I know, you know, there is a need to increase or restore public confidence in the system. Mm-hmm. And with Kaneshiro receiving that target letter and still under investigation, that certainly does, you know, make sense. People would say, well, yeah, you shouldn't have someone in there that's going to be in office for such a long time like that.
Well, in theory, he could have actually have run again, mm-hmm. even though he is on paid leave. Of course, that would seem to be absurd, but that's when we talk about the Ke Aloha case, a lot of absurdities come up. So that's the situation for Oahu. On the Big Island in Hawaii County, there actually are not really term limits for the prosecutor. There is nothing proposed to limit the prosecutor on that island. But there is a proposal to change how we elect some of those offices, specifically the council members. They are currently limited to 2-year terms for no more than 8 consecutive years, right? So that's the max you can serve. Well, there's a proposal to make that 4-year terms for a maximum of 8 years, right? So same amount of time in office, 8 years, but you'd have to run again several times on the current system. They want to change it. They are proposing voters on that island change it to running every 4 years. And we'll see how they view that. One person who testified, Jim Albertini, a lot of folks probably know him from his activism. He actually wrote in that, you know, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed regularly.
That's a
solid quote. But we'll see how it turns out. There are pros and cons, according to the Charter Commission on that island, on what is better, 2 years or 4 years. And then finally, we should say on Maui, there are no term limit questions for Kauai County. But on Maui, there are changes proposed for both the mayor and the council. The mayor is currently limited to 2 consecutive 4-year terms. Council 2-year terms for a total of 5 consecutive times. And they the question would actually remove the word consecutive. It essentially would limit those offices. So on Maui, they're looking at Maui mayor and county council members.
And then on Kauai,
yes, no questions at all. Yeah. But I'll just give you a quick update. There's no limit to the prosecutor, and that prosecutor, Justin Kohler, actually won in the primary and faces nobody in the general. And then the mayor is limited to 2 4-year consecutive maximum terms, and the council it's 4 times for 2-year terms. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? Read the story on Civil Beat. It's all laid out much better than I can say it this morning.
No, but it is just so interesting that it's just different for each county.
It is.
Didn't occur to me. But thank you so much,
right,
Chad.
You got it, Catherine. I did the best I could.
All righty. That was Politics and Opinion Editor Chad Blair with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.